This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Greg Hill finally ate for the cycle last night. He had buffalo wings, crab rangoon, nachos, and linguine.
On WAAF.
I mean, I think Alex Cora was probably the only person who didn't think that Mr. Brocktober should be in that lineup last night, and he was correct.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, what? Why is he not in the lineup? Is he crazy? This is where we blow it.
You know, like, the guy set a playoff record. He's the only player ever to hit for the cycle in a playoff game.
Yeah.
And he's not in the lineup the next night, but the mad genius over there. I mean, honestly, we may have to take the genius nickname away from you-know-who and give it to Alex Cora if this continues.
I'm all for
you
that.
Really, I mean, my God.
It's amazing.
Setting yourself up here.
All right. Well, here for you right now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 6:55. P.M.
Hey, kid. Sorry, I think it's all you can eat sandwiches I got from Dunkin' Go. My other said to me, kid. I'll try to sharpen up.
End of message.
Poor LB. I don't know. I mean, the guy eats food out of the company fridge that is months old.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the issue.
Maybe it's his lifestyle. Ever think of that?
Well, it could be.
Maybe he's got a raging kidney stone.
Those things. I'm told that the kidney stone. I don't even want to say this because of the jinx. I don't think the jinx is real because I watched the entire Sox game last night.
Oh, the one fluke. The one time it didn't take effect.
People were begging me on Twitter to switch over and watch the gubernatorial debate or something like that.
He didn't want to jinx Charlie. That's why. Exactly. There's the real reason.
I mean. People say that kidney stones are the most painful thing that a man can endure.
5:48 a.m.
The only thing better than knowing that the Red Sox beat the Yankees in New York 4 games is the fact that all New York Yankee fans are hating themselves today, and I guarantee a lot of them are crying.
End of message.
Well, they throw the beers down there at the players, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
which is classy. Yeah.
A waste, too. That was an unopened full can.
Yeah. Kimbrel got hit with a beer.
Almost. Yeah.
What a waste. You're right. Waste of, absolute waste of beer.
5:49 a.m.
You know, I started watching the Boston Red Sox in 1966, and all I can say about last night's game is, oh, too bad, New York. New York, New York, you stink.
End of message.
It is especially sweet to do it against the Yankees down there.
At Yankee Stadium.
To win 2 games down there?
Oh, yeah.
They thought they had a big rally going on.
Yeah.
They won that game up here, game 2, and they thought everything was going to go their way, and it didn't.
Nope.
So ALCS underway beginning on Saturday, Red Sox versus the defending world champion Houston Astros.
6:32 a.m.
This is Chuck, the Yankees here, and I have a message for the Yankees. I love you, and I miss you.
End of message. 7:07 a.m.
Start spreading the news. The Yankees are going home today.
End of message.
That was great. The Sox guys trying to sing along with that song in the locker room last night, because none of them are old enough to know any of the words.
Right.
But they gave it. They gave it a go.
I want to be a part of New York. New York.
Where was Aaron Judge while that was going on, Shu? Any idea?
He was crying into his hat.
Were they making a tea time for later on today?
Possibly.
Yankees on the golf course. This is Bill. Hey, Bill.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for waking up this morning for me.
What's going on? Bill, listen, I was up. Captain Bandwagon was up till 11:40 watching that game last night. So,
good thing you have a driver.
What's up?
So, short question about, being prepared. The bullpen cop for Fenway, please, I'm remiss for knowing his name, but the infamous bullpen cop, he would have karate chopped anything being thrown at any pitcher.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't for the opposing team, he would have karate chopped that out of the air. That beer came too close to Kimbrel, and that cop barely moved.
Yeah.
He barely moved for donuts.
Yeah.
Lyndon would have moved faster.
Texter says that we haven't talked about the Bucky Dent maneuver yet, where they brought Bucky Dent out to throw the first pitch out to try to jinx the Red Sox, or try to rub that in our faces last night, and it didn't work either.
What a bunch of idiots. Didn't they do that in 2004?
Did they? Same thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
And what happened then? The greatest comeback in sports history? I said last night they should have flown in. The Sox should have flown in Dave Roberts, and while he threw out the first pitch, Roberts should have stole second base. That would have been the best.
I don't think you could do that.
No,
I don't
think it's nice to dream.
I don't think you can go rogue during the pre-planned MLB intro ceremony, so I don't think you're allowed to do that, but it would have been great.
7:12 a.m.
Hey, since LB's out, I have an all-the-rail show for you. Hey, gang, did you ever hear the time I wrote a talkie in Eos? Freaking awesome.
End of message. 7:16 a.m.
Greg's so frugal, he puts a vending machine with candy inside of it in front of his house. The kids actually like to pay for the candy.
End of message.
That's a good idea.
It is a pretty good idea. You leave like a please donate jar and ask to be reimbursed for the candy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.